Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host. And Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, a third generation seer, is here every Saturday in Channel with Spirit to answer your questions and give you some guidance toward a happier, more peaceful and productive life. And she's right here with us waiting to tell us the latest information she's received from Spirit. How are you today, Ada?
I'm just fine. It's 105, and actually, I'm not feeling it very much, so I'm pretty happy about that. The house is cooler than I expected it to be.
Very
good. So that's good. Yeah. I haven't received a great deal of message. I have received some encouraging thoughts that were, I wouldn't consider them a message, but I would consider them food for thought, and that is that if everybody was aware that there was a good energy floating through the country, I'm talking about our whole country, and that this good energy will turn into a very positive review for us. And now that's not a sending, that's a energy pattern that came through about 12:20 today. I wrote it down in my book because I don't very often get privileged to have one of those. So I wrote it in my book. And what that means to me is that the change is going to be comfortable. And, you know, we can be happy that it's changing like that.
Oh,
and
that's good.
I'm good with it. I mean, whatever it is, I'm ready for it.
You mean it's positive energy flowing through our whole country?
Right through our whole nation, right all the way from Alaska, right through to Florida, and to the up north through the New England area. So if that energy is holding up and flies through there, a lot of good things could happen.
Oh, that's good news. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's worth waiting, you know.
Absolutely. Right. And good energy is only as powerful as what you make of it. So do you have any advice for people to make good use of this energy?
Yes, they can, and they can use it in the best way they know how, as long as it's positive. It will give them good returns.
Okay.
So they must be sure to hold it as a positive energy.
Okay. Is it a good time to start new things or what?
Any time of the day and on into the evening before they go to bed and see how good it is when they wake up.
Okay.
You know, I always go to
bed
and thank God for all the blessings of the day and for the wonderful things that are going to come in during my sleep and the next day. And honestly, I can say that my days are full, that's true, and I have a lot to do, but it always seems like I can get it done, and I can be happy, and I can be nice to people who come by, and I feel like I'm trying to be one with the positive energies that flow around us.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that sounds like a wonderful thing. So,
well, as anybody can do it, because you know it's no big thing, but it's a positive thing, and it holds its own positive energy all as long as you call on it. So I consider that a blessing.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, our expectations, if we expect to have a good day and then we choose to make the most of it, then that's what's going to happen.
Right. So, you know, it's just one
so
thing
many
and
of
another.
Us.
As you go along, there's always there's always a positive side and there's always another side, and you can be on either side you wish, and as long as you hold it as a blessing, as something that, okay, this happened and I know it and I see it, and I also see that it wouldn't have had to happen if somebody had been more careful, but maybe they learned from that little blessing.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
but
a positive.
You know, the expectations that we hold.
Pardon?
The expectations we hold. If we expect to have
right.
a good day,
right.
we're much more likely
have
to
day.
Have a good day. Yeah?
Pardon?
Don't you think so? If we should get up every morning and expect to have a wonderful day, how our lives would change.
I get up and I look outside and it's good. And you have to do that. It won't be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what goes on. So
yes,
I feel like it's the attitude of the people, or it's the attitude of anybody. If they want to be positive and see things good and the cup full and overflowing, or if they want to be sad and see the cup half empty and feel bad for themselves, you can do whichever you choose. But I personally think it's more fun to be positive.
So do
I.
And a lot of people don't realize how much we influence every day. I don't know what's going on, but suddenly I have a frog in my throat. I'm sounding like a baritone or something. I'm going to move away from the phone for a minute and give a good cough, see if I can get rid of it.
Right.
There, is that better?
You might just be dealing with the weather, and it'll go away
possibly.
By morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
if you get adjusted.
Sure.
Sometimes it
well,
does.
Okay.
Is it nice and warm there, or is it cold?
Well, the temperature says it's 88, but it's supposed to feel like it's a lot closer to 100. But now I'm just wondering, we have a couple of people who are waiting to ask a question of you. Are you about ready? Answer?
Yeah, I can take a question.
Very good. Okay. Hello?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Fine.
Good.
I have a question regarding, I'm trying to get out of a lease.
Talk a little louder.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear through this place.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Better.
Okay. I'm trying to get out of a lease from an office I'm renting, and it turns out that she has worded the lease so it's in her advantage that you can't really break it. And I saw two lawyers already, and I just recently this week, talked to two lawyers, and there's more or less nothing I can do unless she decides to break the lease. She has a lot of financial issues going on right now, and I have a feeling she might be closing business down. I'm not sure. That's what I feel like I'm picking up, is that she might be closing that office down and either relocating somewhere else or just getting rid of me. What do you see that would happen? I wish she would close it down.
Well, it appears that
she's
making changes. And I don't know that she's getting rid of it. She could be. She could already have somebody that wants it, you know. And
well, she's renting the space. Yeah, she doesn't own it.
So if she has somebody who wants it, I don't know if you can get yourself out of it without problems or not.
But do you see that, well, if she has somebody else that wants it, she would have to break my lease.
Right,
would
have to break it. So let's see that that's what's going on.
Uh-huh. Do you see that that's what's going on, or?
I mean, if she's going
to. The other thing she might be doing is trying to get someone to take over her her lease, because if
that's
she's
what
renting
I think
it,
she's trying to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then that would break my lease because I didn't rent
not
from anybody else.
Not necessarily. You
her.
might be the advantage to the person who that she's trying to convince to take over.
Yeah.
Because
oh.
she's saying I have a tenant for you.
Oh,
right.
But see, I don't have to legally go with that person, do I? I don't think so. I think that would make her lease voided.
Hmm. Amazing.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not a lawyer. I have worked for lawyers.
Yeah.
But it may be the way your lease is worded. So.
Yeah. Well, it was just between me and her. Yeah, no one else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'd have to go have somebody who could read it for you and find out.
I did. I talked to two real good lawyers, and I had my consultations, and they both said she has worded it, rigged it so well that there's not much that I could get out unless she canceled it herself.
Hmm. How long is the lease?
I'm going on my fourth month. It's a year lease with a. It was supposed to be a 6 month contingency. If we didn't get along, the accommodations weren't working out, it could be voided at that time. But she put it in wording that it has to be mutually agreed upon, which makes it. I can't get out unless she really wants me out, and she's in it for the money. Yeah.
That don't sound good.
And she's not a nice person at all.
I got that message right away.
Yeah.
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 Well, you know what you call on? You call on divine guidance from God and ask Him to assist you in finding a way to correct this condition.
Yes.
Not to.
And I have, yes.
Correct. Use the word correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This condition.
Okay.
Because that way, whatever it takes to correct it, you will get.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Do you see me...
Also, what do you think of the possibility of getting someone to take over your lease?
I think it would be hard because I'm paying a lot of money for a room that she promised a whole bunch of stuff to me if I took this more expensive room, and she did not do anything. It was all verbal, which I'll never do anything verbal again. And
gosh.
Yeah, so there is no way I can get somebody, and it would have to go past her, too. And I don't think anybody's going to put up with her.
No one will, but, you know,
yeah.
I'll tell you who will take care of it. That's the man upstairs. Call on him to give you guidance and call on him to straighten it out. And believe me, it might take a few weeks, but he'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's going to be fewer than that because I've been really calling and my angel's been telling me because I asked for angelic intervention. I got no, God's doing it.
Right.
So I just fingers crossed and praying and keep on praying.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, thank
and
you.
And keep on doing the best you can do and praying for the best for all sides. That's important.
And when you ask for divine direction, you're going to get exactly what's going to work on both sides.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good luck, Carla.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have someone else?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi, ladies.
Hello?
Apologize. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I apologize. I'm calling from the street. I was trying to run as fast as I could. But
okay.
My name is Ashiel, and just trying to see what's coming up in terms of my career or love life.
Okay, what is the area code you're calling from?
917.
Okay, all righty. Let's see. And could you give us your name again?
Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil. Can you hear Anna Marie?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I was just more concerned about you hearing me because I'm on the street.
No, I can hear you pretty well.
Okay.
And what is your question?
Just trying to see what's coming up in terms of my career or love life. If there's any kind of message that I can have.
Are you in it or are you
relationship, I'm not dating anybody. I took some time off. Now I'm ready to date and I'm looking forward to dating someone. And career wise, I just have an online business right now. So I'm just want to go to the next level as well. So I'm just curious what's coming up.
I see. So you are in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
No, he's between relationships.
He doesn't have one now.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to one.
Well, you will find one in late September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what else
okay.
are you doing?
He has an online business right now, which is seems to be just something that is sort of he's working at it but not terribly excited about it. Is that right, Ashil?
Yeah, I want to move to the next level. I mean, I'm grateful that I'm paying my bills, but I'm ready to grow to the next level, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Makes it difficult sometimes. Are you having a lot of callers?
Online, he's on the internet.
I'm online. I get orders, but I just want to grow. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to grow as a person, move to the next level. You know, so I just trying to see, what's coming up.
It might be a lot better, in later, like closer to September. Because it's a lot of people are on vacation.
Okay. But do you see me doing some other projects or anything like that?
You could do a project and do it very well, and then it would take you into mid-September and into late October, and it would be very profitable if you put it together right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I just don't know what it's going to be yet. I just feel like I need to grow as a person to, keep growing, keep moving forward. So I wasn't sure exactly, my business is doing well, but I just felt like I have more potential that I can do more, So I didn't know exactly where things will go.
But your business will go well. But you can also keep adding other little pieces to it that aren't so hard to work and make it grow.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Think about the people and how you can help them to get what they want even better than you are now. See, you want more service, I think. A little bit of extra things they don't get most places. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, do you see that happening?
Yes.
Okay.
But you do have to make it happen, Ashil.
Yeah. The reason I called is just because I've been feeling like something is coming up, like I'm going to have some new ideas, something, but I wasn't sure. It's just like my intuition kind of telling me.
Right, but take a pad with you and constantly write everything down, everything down. And it might not make sense at the time, but you can put it together and then it makes sense.
Okay.
This is a time to pay attention.
That's a good thing. Very good.
Okay. And the term that dating, do you see me getting in a relationship or just dating when you say September?
You are getting messages?
No, he wants to know if he was going to be getting a relationship in September or just dating.
It'll be late September, closer to October.
Okay, would that be a relationship? Is that what you're saying to me?
Pardon?
Would that be a relationship?
He wants to know if it's a relationship. He wants to move into a relationship instead of just dating.
Well, he can anytime, you know, but I see him being happier if he waits until it's a relationship he's really, really enthused about, and that's not going to come until almost October, you know, end of September, beginning of October, and he'll find that person, and it'll be a joyful thing.
Okay.
And in the meantime, you get a chance to work on your business. How about that?
Okay. All right. So which means I'm not dating anyone until September, October.
Right. It'll be good.
Okay. I can focus on the business then. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Sheryl.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
People look for too many problems instead of looking for joy and good things happening. They look, I don't want to do this if it makes this happen.
One second. We have someone on the line here. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
We have someone in 914.
Yes. Yes, how are you?
Okay,
hello.
What's your name?
My name is Maria. Yeah, I call
you
from
Maria. You have a call, have a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to ask you something. I thought this is two little favors you can do. Number one, see what you see in my life in this month.
I don't see very much. I see a lot of confusion in your thought process. Are you having a hard time getting things straightened around in your head?
Yes.
Yeah. So sit down with a pencil and paper, or a whole notebook wouldn't hurt, and just start writing, and write whatever comes into your head until you write it all out, and then don't read it. Put it away and give yourself 7 days to see if something doesn't very positively transpire into your life. But give it 7 days for that prosperity to appear. Okay?
And don't look at it for those 7 days?
That's right. You don't look at it. You just leave it alone, because you've got it out of your head, so you made room for something positive to come in.
Okay.
That's very interesting.
I teach that to college students and seniors who are graduating.
Mm-hmm. Maria, can you do that? Get out a pad of paper and write everything that comes to you. No matter if it sounds silly or not, just put it down.
Yeah.
Just put everything down that comes into your head.
Yeah. Everything.
Okay, I can do that.
And don't read it. Don't read it.
No.
Just write it.
I can't see something going in Italy in the end of the year.
Right.
You see something going in Italy in the end of the year.
Right.
You are going to Italy at the end of the year. Well, you certainly want to settle some of these things that are swirling around in your head before you go to Italy, don't you?
Yeah.
So write this all down and put it away for 1 week. Then is it okay to read it after 1 week?
Ada
Marie?
At the end of 1 week, she should be able to rewrite another one, and it would be different than the first one.
Okay. So
it would be a lot more positive, and she needs to do that.
What you have to do is call us next week, and then
by writing the second one, you'll come to terms with yourself.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful advice, Maria. And I hope you are very happy on your trip to Italy. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're right. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good.
You want to be in a very, very good, clear state of mind when you go back there, because there are going to be some things that are that you didn't expect.
Which is always going to happen. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so this was a very interesting technique, a very interesting assignment that you gave to Maria.
Well, I give it to a lot of people, and they really come out of all the stuff that shouldn't have been in their head. It disappears, and they can think very straight about what is what. You know, it's like, okay, is black black or is black blue? And you just it just straightens it right out.
Well, it happens to us, all of us, I think, from time to time, where when we just get so many things going on and so much confusion,
so much frustration
and
about what to do next.
Comes
up, it's time to sit down and really just be silent for a while and then begin to write at random so you can see exactly where you're at.
That's right. That's a very
mm-hmm.
good, very, very good, very, very good way to sort things through, because when you're thinking of it, the things are just swirling, and then they get all more mixed up. And when you put them down, Then you can
so
make them march into
thing.
A parade. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Now I'm not sure. Let me just I'm just wondering if. Let me see. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Hi. Can everybody hear me?
Who are we speaking to? Yes.
Yeah, hi, I'm Jamie. My name's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. What's happening?
I was wondering just about some general guidance, like what you're feeling that the universe wants me to know right now, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. Pay attention
mm-hmm.
to and be aware of everything around you, because if you're feeling good, good opportunities are going to show up. So, you know, pay attention. Make a list. If something crosses your mind
Do you get a message from Spirit for him? Any thoughts or advice or anything?
Just what I'm telling you now.
It looks as if he's open.
Because he's ready to sit down and write down what comes through. I mean, no matter where he is, when a thought guides through him, he needs to write it down so he doesn't forget it later. You know, sometimes you're driving a car, and a thought goes into your bucket of things, and if you don't have time to write it down, you're going to forget it. So if you can write it down, say, I need to have this information when I am in a better place, and you'll get it. It'll come back.
Can you see an opening for him to begin to communicate better with Spirit now? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. He can communicate better. I think he's afraid of spirit communication more than anything because he's very clear. He's clear as a bell.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's doubting.
He's wonder whether he's imagining it or not.
I'll just tell you flat out. So the position that I'm in right now is that it's almost like what I want to say the universe is trying to convert to me is to trust, because I was given the message that I need to move to Colorado, and this has happened to me a few times in my life. Spirit says I need to move here or there, and when I move there, I have these amazing experiences. I connect with these people that I feel like I need to connect with. And now I'm at a place where I'm being called to go to Colorado, and it's almost like I have no idea how I'm going to get there, but I know that I'm supposed to get a vehicle and drive because I've flown so many times, and now I think it's more of a symbolic gesture for me to be closer to the ground, right? So I'm becoming more and more grounded, but it's like now I don't know. And I guess you're right about saying that I'm opening up more and more to my highest
to your
destiny,
highest
I
good.
Guess. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I think honestly, as you drive, you will have some experiences, some things that will remind you of things that you forgot, and.
Right.
You can turn it on when you're driving and talking to it. That would be helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
It
would
give
you something to go back and review.
You mean like a tape recorder or some people record into their cell phones.
Oh, can you do that?
I guess I could do that. What happens a lot of times, I'm kind of a comedian. I get jokes pop into my head a lot of times, and I feel like it's just divine inspiration. But then,
I don't
write it down. I don't write it down, and then it gets lost. So.
Do you lose it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't write it down.
Get something you can.
That's why we need to write it down or record it.
Well, you need to just have something you can talk into, so you get it down, so you can turn on the thing and listen to it again.
Mhm. Yeah.
You know, make it good.
Yeah.
You can be very successful if you take yourself in hand and make yourself do what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a little bit on the lazy side.
Yeah.
Right?
I just cleaned my room today, and
I'm getting more motivated. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think what Ada Marie is saying is be more mindful. Pay attention to exactly what's happening.
And know that you're really good and positive, and you can have a very good, actually, wonderful life. If you put yourself in the third person and treat yourself like you would treat everybody else, and that means that you will be good to yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're always taking over and helping somebody else. So put yourself in the third person and start helping yourself.
That's a real
important thing.
Yeah. I felt like I really, really needed to hear that more than anything. Yeah.
That's a real positive way to get out of your doldrums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
But I do think your message to go to Colorado is a true one. I think that
it's a good message, yes. And he'll be amazed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been in Arizona. I was called to go there too, and I went there, and I really enjoyed my time there. Yeah.
Well, you will enjoy your time in Colorado too.
Yep. All right.
Where are you now?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio. Uh-huh. Yeah, quite a distance, but, you know, the universe calls me and I go. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it will be a teaching journey, I think.
Yeah. I'm willing now. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to be humbled. Really ready to be humbled. Yep. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for your help, and I really wish you all the best.
Well, you're very
welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. A blessing.
Bye-bye.
And it's such a joy to be in a place where people reach out to you, and you never know what the advice you just gave, how powerful it can be in a person's life.
Right. It can open many, many doors and turn many things around. Happens all the time. And by the way, what is the name of our show? I know it's a talk show, but we never give out the phone number.
It is the Ada Marie Show.
The what?
This is the Ada Marie Show.
It is?
Oh, yes, okay. It is.
And give out our phone number so people can have an opportunity to call if they wish. They
absolutely.
Always give free 15 minutes.
Okay, so let's give your home phone.
Yeah.
Okay. It is
520.
Mm-hmm. 896. 9510.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're available between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Arizona time.
Right.
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 Okay. All right. So then we have to call into the show. Of course, everybody here knows, but
right.
some of the people who are listening on the internet will know that 713-955-0775. So, and I do believe we have another caller. Let me see here. If this is hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. You have a call, have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I'm finishing up a work endeavor, and I'm wondering if you see it being successful.
Now, honey, I can't hear a word she's saying, so you'll have to repeat it.
She said she is finishing up a work endeavor, and she wants to know if you see it being successful.
Successful. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It sounds like it's been a project.
Right.
Yes. I've toiled and toiled, and it seems like it's finally, you know, getting to where it needs to be.
It's been worth the effort, so keep going.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank God. Yay.
Anything else coming up about the project, Ada Marie?
I don't have anything right now, but I know that as she goes along, it'll be very successful, and it'll make two different turns. It'll turn in two different directions, but they're both good for each other, so it won't be bad.
Hmm.
It'll be a good thing.
Wow.
Very good.
And it'll be finished by the summer, you think? Because I feel like I'm really close. You think
what
by
did
the
she
summer?
Say?
When will it be finished?
Late September is what I'm getting.
Oh, wow.
My.
You're working really
she was
hard
hoping
at
it would be finished in the summer.
Well, but late September isn't too bad off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
no,
she's got a lot
but maybe that's because of the new development.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it'll be okay.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, thank you, ladies, so very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to keep listening. Thank you.
Oh, good. Sure. Okay. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
Is there somebody on the line?
Hello?
Yes, there is. I hear a gentleman. Hello?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Shirley, what's your name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
What?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay. Oh,
there you
okay, Jay.
Calling from Canada.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. And your question?
My question is about grief.
It's what?
It is about grief.
Grief?
Grief,
okay.
Where you sadness for loss.
Pardon?
Sadness over the loss of someone or something.
Mm.
Grief.
Grief. The country?
G-R-I-E-F is Lynn Frank, where you're very sad because someone died or you lost, someone moved away or something.
I see.
Grief.
I see. Right, grief.
It's hard to hear over the phone sometimes.
I'm in a very windy area, and it's very hard for me to hear. And we're on a mountain, so we're kind of in the woods, and I have to really struggle to get a good sound.
Uh-huh.
So, but he's talking about grief.
Yes.
Yes. And instead of grieving, what he should do is he should be sending blessings to that person, and they will send blessings back to him. I always tell people who start grieving about a loved one, and believe me, I've lost some very, very wonderful loved ones, but I always remember to talk to them and send love and light to them, and then eventually I get that energy coming back to me, and we remain on a long-term relationship. Not every day and not every week, but they're always, when we do communicate, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
so just,
you know, it's very important to remember that they have just been reborn into a new life.
Right.
They're starting a brand new life now, and
with it's
tremendous
totally different.
Opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. So always remember to treat them like you love them and know that they're okay. See them happy and healthy.
Yes.
In the spirit.
And my spirit guides insist to remind them that they don't want to be an anchor to the spirit. To try to hold, because you love them so much, you've got a hole in your life, absolutely. But you need to be happy for them, and make sure that you want the best for them to go as high
absolutely.
And
when
and
they come to
learn
mind,
everything.
Send them love. When they come into your mind, send them love. Over the years, I've sent love to many, many, many. Of the people that I know and I do love. And the first thing I do is I say, I love you. What are you up to? I know.
And you know, the more they learn and the more powerful they become, the stronger, the easier it is for them to reach out to you.
Right. To reach out to anyone. Anyone
exactly.
That they know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Okay.
Just keep talking to them. Just keep talking. And just
remember
them about.
For a while. You can talk to them, but remember to be quiet for a while so they can talk back to you. Because you got to clear your brain to let them come in to talk to you. You got to be still.
Now, is this a very recent loss?
Yes, I think maybe I talked to you before. I lost my mother in April, and I lost my best friend just a few days ago.
Right. Oh, my. Yes, so there you are. Well, Jay, this is... now you have two people on the other side to be happy for.
And communicate
you know,
with.
Just keep reminding them that you're doing... You're hanging in here, and you're taking care of Earth business, and you want them to be happy where they are, and the greater love that you share, the easier it's going to be for them to send back to you.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'll do my best.
Go ahead.
I'll do my best. That's all I am doing.
It seems like there was something that your mother wanted to do while she was here that she never got to do, and all of a sudden the sky's no longer a limit. That is, everything is going to be made available to her now. So... you've got to make sure to let her to reach out and grab the happiness that is there for her, and don't worry about you. You'll see her when you're finished here. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
That sounds pretty practical.
It does.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, thank you much for the insight and wisdom and reading. Thank you.
Okay.
And I wanted to say is that you were a very good son, and she was happy that you were her son, and she's still happy that you are her son.
Both you
okay.
are. Okay. So there you go.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Blessings.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm checking in with the next person. Hello.
Hello. Hi,
yeah,
how are you?
Oh, good. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, speaking with Stacy.
Stacy. Hi, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I have a question. This isn't related to a career change. But before I make the career change, I need to enhance my computer skills. So there is going to be a new computer course starting on July 10th. I would like to know if she thinks it's a good idea for me to enroll in this particular school, or should I look for something in Lower Manhattan?
Now, can you put that down in one sentence and tell me what she said?
I know it's a lot.
she's expecting a career change and needs computer skills, and she's wondering whether she should enroll with a class that's opening July 10th, or wait a little bit later and go to Lower Manhattan.
I think she should start right away because it shows
okay.
that she's very interested.
Me too.
Yeah. I would jump right in.
All right. So that course, once it starts July 10th, it ends on August 22nd. So I'm thinking after August 22nd is a good time to start job hunting. What does she think?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Job hunting late August?
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay.
Yes,
well, thank you.
I think this is a very. I think this you will fit right into this class in July.
Okay.
Yeah. In July, and then you'll be ready to go because you'll have a lot of experience from people in the class with you.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, in regards to looking for a new job, how many job interviews you think I will go on? Because I want to be at the right job, not just any job. I have my background is in finance and media. So,
Okay.
I'm looking to go into something good, not just any job, though.
Okay.
So do you pick up anything on what my new job might be? Do you pick up on any vibes what background my new job would be in?
Do you think her new job might be?
Her job will be wonderful. And she will enjoy it. Beyond a doubt, you'll have some good friends there.
Okay.
So just keep reaching out until you find the right one.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Stacy.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Now, I want to make sure. I don't know whether we spoke with the... Hello? Hello? I'm down with area code 914. I'm not sure if we spoke before.
Yes, I was just still listening. Yes, you answered me before. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Right. I felt like maybe we had spoken before. I hope you have gotten a lot of positive energy from the other questions. Very often we do that, you know.
Yes. No, my heart goes out to the gentleman that is going through difficult times. I wish him well.
I think he must have gotten some of your loving energy that you sent him. That's a good thing. This is a beautiful session that we've had. I would like one more time. Ada Marie, for you to give your phone number, make sure that people have it.
Mm-hmm. It's in Arizona, 520. That's the prefix. 896-9510, and you can call between 7 a.m. Arizona time and 7 o'clock at night Arizona time. Those are the only hours that I work. I don't work in the late night anymore.
Okay. All right. And I think maybe you should tell them a little bit about your healing spa.
Oh, that's right. And I do have a retreat. I do give retreats, three days only. You can only get a three-day retreat. And it's a healing spa. And a lot of people come in wheelchairs and walk off without the chair, and we end up having to get rid of the chair. Or they have crutches, whatever they have. Some of them are healthy, and they are more healthy when they leave. They're very happy. And many of them book to come back the next year. That's where my... Catch 22 is, because they've been people that have come 10 years ago are still coming back on occasion.
Uh-huh.
They call and somehow I have to find a way to take new people as well as keep my old people happy.
So
I try to squeeze it in, you know. I'll give them 3 days,
mm-hmm.
or some people come just for 1 day. They say it's just to regroup, and that's okay too, because they've been using what I've taught them over the years, and they become very good at it. So they just come back. They say, if I touch your energy, I'll be recharged. So that's
right.
What they do. They come and stay for a day, and most people
mm-hmm.
come and stay for three. And that's what they want, and that's what they need, and they've become very successful. So they're sitting at the head of places where they never would have gotten if they hadn't have been here in the first place.
Absolutely. You have photos of it and on your website. Would you like to give that?
Yes, I do. AdaMarie at thegoldenoracle.com, and you can find me there. And my home phone number, of course, you can call. If you leave a message, I will call you back. But if you leave a number, I will not call the number back. I will only call the number back that leaves a message, because there's too many crazy people out there that just call up and they just want to waste time, I guess. So I only answer people who leave a message. If they don't leave a message, I don't call back. I have
okay.
enough calling to do that I don't need to answer nothing.
Well,
so
no.
And we're just
okay.
about out of time.
Yeah. We certainly are. And did something just pop in from Spirit? I just got a funny little twinge there.
Well, I do want to say thank you for listening, and I do want to say that it's been a blessing being able to do this work, because a lot of people have really not only regained their health, they've gotten good jobs, and they've been able to travel, and it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to know that the things that I have taught have been put to good use, and people are way above where they thought they would be in their life, and they're on the top of things instead of in the middle, they're on the bottom. So that makes me feel good, and I'm very happy to tell you that that's a blessing for me to see them go forth, and a blessing for them because they were able to use what I gave them.
It is worth living for, isn't it?
So
that is really worth living for.
It is. It's a real blessing. I feel good. Anyway, I have to get off this phone because I have to get on another one in 5 minutes.
We've come to the end of the hour, and
yes,
I just would like to say love and light.
Love and light to everyone, and use that love and light to your best ability, okay? Bye-bye.
And thank you, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.